The minute you're feeling good about yourself, just remember, it's an election year. This uplifting message is brought to you by Rad Radio.
Two emails here, RAD at radradio.com. This first one is from George.
Hey, George.
He is obviously a better class of Rad Radio listener, watches us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com because he's referring to something he heard during a commercial break. Because when we go to commercials on the regular show, if you're on Rad TV, you see and hear what's going on in the studios, the sights and the sounds.
Stalkers.
We had the guys from Circles with an S on earlier this morning, John and Danny. You can go to the App Store. You can download Circles for free. If you already have Circles, make sure you do the update, which when you go to the App Store, what you might have to do is hit the Circles logo to get the update, and then you'll be part of the new messaging feature that is just already blowing people away. Yes, you do still have time to invest as well in Circles. You just go to radradio.com, click on the Circles logo. Takes you to the WeFunder page. There's only 22 days left, though, for this round. Through all of that, they were here for two segments. And George is referring to the one commercial break where we had a few minutes and I was in the studio with John and Danny. He says, during one of your breaks, I heard Rob say something to John and Danny along the lines of, God damn it, every time you guys come on, I get more followers. Do you know how many more? Is there a way to figure it out? So what I meant by that, George, is that I had grabbed my cell phone and there's just endless, all these notifications. Oh, Rob, you've got a new follower. You've got this person's following you, and which is great. I love it. It's wonderful. But it's always, you know, people are hearing about it. They're being reminded of, they're signing up for the app. They want to follow people. The answer is yes. There's an easy way to find out how many more. I mean, that's child's play for guys like the tech to you guys who run Circles. Danny could easily go in and go, okay, before we came on the air, Rob had 8,553 followers. And then when we were done, he had 48 billion. So we could. I've just never asked. I'll see if Danny has time to get that information. But that's all I meant by it. It was just a funny little thing to really what it was done to do was to remind John and Danny how valuable we are as a show to them. Boy. And how they better remain loyal and not wind up at the bottom of the Hudson River.
Okie dokie.
For example.
Yeah, I wouldn't go across the country. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's the Sacramento River.
You
right
don't
here.
Want to get to that's too close, though.
See? Oh, that's right.
Colorado River.
Yeah. But there's a really deep spot right there.
Yeah, no, it's still too close.
Where it's at.
The Delta is a good place.
Yeah, no proximity. Wait,
Colorado River was still too close?
You guys know nothing about crime, how they draw circles and
the
they figure out. When, yeah, no.
That's circles with a C, right?
Right, yes. Okay. In that case.
The Guadalupe.
I would answer your question, but since I already know the spot, I'm going to keep it to myself. This is from Maggot Cody.
Hey, Cody.
We've been here. During the pressure cooker the other day, we asked about the number one most watched show in America for the last 2 weeks on Netflix. It's called The Gentlemen, which I had never heard of. So I immediately watched the trailer and went, well, this looks awful. And then I read about it, which I think I should have done in reverse because it's actually a follow-up to the 2019 film. Dude inherits his dad's 15,000-acre ranch, farmland, whatever. Turns out, though, there's also this pot-growing industry, the gangs, and he's got to defend the land. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I think they're supposed to be royals, is what it appears. Okay. But I don't know, like...
It is British.
Yeah. It's like the castles and all, right? Like, insert, you know, what are they called? The royal family. It's like that kind of setting. However, obviously there's a lot of property that comes with it. And yes, there is also the pot growing that's been happening, that the father who passed knew of it, but never spoke of it. And all the money kind of under the table. So that's why they didn't see it in like the big inheritance, you know, reveal after the guy died.
So somebody had written in yesterday saying that they were 6 of the 8 episodes in, and they were already declaring it better than Breaking Bad.
Which, yeah.
I mean, that's way up there. I mean,
it's a high bar.
I'm 3 episodes in, and it's really good. I do like it, but no, not well, 3 episodes in, not better than Breaking Bad.
No.
But you're only halfway to where he is.
That's very true, but it is really good.
Cody says, I have finished the season. I absolutely loved The Gentlemen. It's got violence, comedy, deceit,
yes,
and just an all-around good feel. It's set up for another season, which I hope we get.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't say better than Breaking Bad, but it's still very, very entertaining.
Like I said, I'm only 3 in, so I haven't seen a whole lot of kill scenes yet, but and not giving anything away. just along the line of killing and comedy, there's a chicken suit scene.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this.
Well,
now.
It ends where you're like, oh, okay.
This is already on my the wife and I's list of must sees. I'm sure the chicken suit will push her over the edge to make it a priority. Greg wrote in as we continue to try to figure out exactly how fat I am. 3 weeks ago today, I weighed in with my doctor and haven't had a drink since. Hadn't had a drink for a few days prior to that. So I weighed in and I was 171. That's normal for me. Always between 170 and 175 since high school. Nothing's ever changed except that little period of time where my wife and I just let ourselves go because you're fappy in the early part of the relationship.
But he let himself go by gaining what? 5 pounds?
No, 13 at the top of my weight.
Whoa. Damn. Whoa. Down, fella.
I got 13. Up to 188, which is absurd for me.
So you needed a crane to get out of your house?
I felt like I was going to be on an episode of Geraldo, yes. Yes, they're going to be knocking down walls.
Man.
The crane would be lifting me out, and I'd be dangling there all embarrassed.
Boy, if anyone remembers the old reality show, The Biggest Loser, Rob could have been a contestant.
Ah.
Until the crane snapped.
Oh, Jesus. So people are writing in with their guesses. So tomorrow after the show, I have my follow-up appointment. So 3 weeks to the day after weighing in at 171. And after 3 weeks of reporting this appetite of mine that is through the roof, I'm literally eating multiple meals in the evening and snacks. And my wife is sitting there in awe. I've never seen you eat like this. And the current, we're saving all of your guesses just so somebody gets to be able to proclaim you're the winner
or
you're the closest without going over. There have been a couple people. Kyle's one of them. Well, sorry. None of the show is on the record yet. That'll be tomorrow. But Kyle has indicated he's leaning towards maybe even a loss of weight.
Yes.
God, might occur. That'd be annoying.
Can I submit mine today?
You can, but why not wait? Why not wait until
because
tomorrow?
I am confident with my number.
You something might make you want to change your mind or something, and once it's set, it's set.
You can say whatever you want, but I'm going to make you say it again tomorrow when I actually have the chart made where I'm going to write all your guesses.
All right, I will save it for tomorrow.
Okay. So far, I'm saving all your guesses. The guesses from you maggots so far range between. There is another listener who thinks I'll go down by 2 pounds to 169.
Wow.
The highest number so far is 179, which would be an 8-pound gain in 3 weeks.
No way.
And then we have various lovely nicknames. I've been called Tubby and Thunder Thighs and Fatso this morning that I remember.
Yeah.
Greg says, do not listen to them. You're not fat. You're festively plump. Which, that's cute.
That is.
Although it doesn't match his guess because I was 171 3 weeks ago. He says, tomorrow I'll be 171.4.
Ooh. That's where I got the festively from.
Certainly not the plump.
Point four, right?
Festively plump reminds me of a Santa. And I don't think Rob looks like a Santa. He looks like the victim of gluttony from the movie Seven.
Nor am I in any way festive or jolly.
That too.
I mean, come on. What about me says Santa?
What about Pudgeahannas?
Oh, I like that.
Pudgeahannas.
And it's got that whole, like, you know, 21st century gender neutral vibe. There's no reason a man can't be Pudgeahannas. Warren wrote in because I told the story about I felt bad. You know, that we do the Dogwoods Resort canine cam on Rad TV, and you send in your videos, and we try to include as many of ours as we can. And it originally, obviously, since Dogwoods boards dogs, it was designed to be the canine cam, but people started sending in videos of other animals, and we thought, well, why not? I mean, we've had hamsters, snakes, we got a safari which had hippos and elephants in it.
Plenty of goats.
You've gotten ferrets, but have we gotten your muskrats? Is that what you want?
Oh, meerkats.
Meerkats.
Yes, the meerkats.
Have we gotten those yet?
I don't know. No. Have we, Brandon?
No meerkat videos?
No, yet? We haven't.
Okay. Oh! I think you'd remember him promoting meerkats.
Yeah.
We had Hamster Gate where Brandon was left because you didn't give us the information to guess. Is this a hamster, a guinea pig, a gerbil? What was it in the end?
It was a hamster. Large hamster.
Okay.
We thought it was a guinea pig.
And so somebody this morning submitted a spider.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what?
Building a web in its little terrarium.
And I said, I got to get better at this. You know, because sometimes we lecture you guys about sending us videos. Because I yesterday as I was preparing dinner, I don't remember what I grabbed, a mug, a measuring cup, something. And inside of it There's a live spider. And I just, all I did was pour it down the drain.
Oh,
I should have grabbed my cell phone and documented the whole thing.
Oh, he gave it the ride of its life.
For the canine cam. So Warren says, Rob, the story about you dropping the spider down your kitchen sink reminded me of a story involving my sister. My sister does not like animals of any kind. Does not matter what it is or how cute it may be. Well, there's a serial killer.
Wow, yeah.
Bingo.
That's odd.
My niece, my sister's daughter, and I all had a goldfish that she won on a carnival, and they kept it in one of those typical carnival-style bowls that the fish would come in. One day, while my sister was cleaning out the bowl because the water was a little dirty, she was dumping the water into the sink, and oops, the fish went down the drain. Knowing damn well she wasn't going to put her hand down the drain to get the fish out of there, she just flipped on the garbage disposal.
Sushi.
Oh, all right.
So a quick kill.
Rob, yeah. Anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.